the end.
It's the wake up call.
We have already eaten lunch.
Basically.
Because they not like us. And
I love that.
What did we get for lunch in the AM, you might ask? Great question. Katie and I decided to split a club sandwich from Mel's. And no, Mel's is not paying us to say this. And when it came, Kevin was downright shocked that they cut it into quarters. And he seemed to think that they did it because Katie and I were splitting it.
No. Yeah, how did they know?
They didn't. That is how club sandwiches come. And it's
making, I don't know why.
We don't know why.
And, well, I guess because if you basically stacked two sandwiches on top of each other, which is what a club sandwich is,
right,
basically, that would make you seem like a little piggy oink oink.
I mean, there's lots of club sandwich rules, and I don't understand any of them. First of all, the quartering of the sandwich. Second of all, putting another slice of bread in the middle of the sandwich. I'm good with two. You
right.
don't need to put a third one
yeah.
in there. And the other is frilly toothpicks. Don't know why they have to have frilly toothpicks either.
They are always frilly, usually, yeah.
Yeah, this one I have right here has two. Look at that. It was impaled completely
wow.
all the way through. So, I mean, it makes me wonder, when did this start? And did somebody make like a picture a club sandwich in your mind?
Yeah.
If you need a refresher, lettuce, bacon, tomato, either turkey, like lunch meat turkey, or chicken. Okay. Picture it not cut.
It's
with no
toothpick. It would be embarrassing to order.
Right.
Yeah. Hi, ma'am. I'd like two sandwiches. Okay, sweetie, no problem. Not done. Stack one on top of the other.
Put them together.
Yeah, and then
Big Mac me.
yeah.
Okay, that seems like a lot. It seems like a lot of sandwich to eat. Do you want me to cut it maybe once, maybe even twice? Want me to do that for
mm-hmm.
you? Absolutely not.
No.
If somebody put an uncut club sandwich in front of me, I'd look at it like I was new to Earth. I'd be like, what the hell is this?
Imagine living in a place that doesn't have club sandwiches, and then you come here and you see that, you're like, but why is it so cut up?
Right.
Yeah.
Why did we stop?
Why is there so much bread?
Why did we stop a quartering it? Why not go crazy and use it like a pizza, eighth it up?
Oh, boy.
Cut it again. Give me little teeny tiny slivers of club sandwich.
I will say the cutting it up makes it, you would think, easier to eat, but it doesn't.
No, because
it
now,
falls
yeah.
apart.
All over the
place. I mean, I basically eat one piece. I have some lettuce, then I have some turkey, then I have some tomato. Like, I'm not eating it in its original form.
And why is it called a club sandwich?
They were probably sold at, like, golf
country clubs
stuff,
or something.
Country
He's
clubs.
Probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Duh.
Actually,
I don't understand
I just Googled
the middle
it, right.
slice of bread, though.
I don't either. I don't
Why
either.
Do you need that?
I mean, have you ever eaten... I don't understand it with the Big Mac either. Have you ever eaten a Big Mac and you go, this third slice of bread really, really makes it. Never, ever. I forget it's there 100% of the time. You know what doesn't forget it's there? My stomach.
Oh, yeah.
The carb intake.
Oh,
that's it. You're right, Kevin. I Googled it. The club sandwich is named after the social clubs, not country clubs, the social clubs where it was first served. The club is short for clubhouse. It was a clubhouse sandwich originated in New York in the late 1800s.
Ooh, wow. We're such historians.
So did we have frilly toothpicks in the 1800s?
Definitely, but they probably had a quail feather on it.
Oh.
Yes, they were handmade.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does seem funny that, like, on the heels of the Battle of Gettysburg, we were still making club sandwiches. All right, well, this is why you come to the wake-up call,
right,
ladies and gentlemen.
Historical facts.
Mostly about food.
And
the rest of it is about animals.
I was just going to say that.
Like, when did we start putting bears on bicycles? Great question. Let's Google it and find out. Oh, in my search for bears on bicycles, guys, I found out foxes used to exclusively wear vests.